that.
Okay. We're back.
It's about time we're back. It's been a while.
Not that long.
7 weeks. I mean, 7 days.
I was like, whoa.
I know there's seven in there somewhere.
You need to pull your mic closer to you.
I would, but okay. I can't put the cup and the mic and the mouse at the same time, okay?
You're going to have to figure it out, sir.
Now, how am I going to drink my coffee? Tell me.
You're going to
A straw.
Oh. Miss.
Just
Barbara
look at it.
There.
Just
aren't you good at slurping?
You're the one that likes to suck, not me.
Oh, boy.
Who told you my secrets?
There's no evidence to prove that.
Thank you, Giggles.
Yeah.
Your teeth are white.
There might be a spitter.
A spitter? Oh, the kids need a slide.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't. Very small. Oh,
I try to catch it. Like, no.
I mean, summer's over, but they still want to play outside. Let them slide down once in a while, okay?
They still got some time.
Okay. The weather's still warm enough.
It's been too
actually,
hot.
Actually, when it's cold, it's even better, I guess. Yeah. That's what I hear.
What's even better?
The kids sliding down your throat. And the cold weather, when you want to snuggle,
guys
it's
have
cold.
Problems in the cold. Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Que como pessoa vai fazer?
I thought that it wanted to stay very close in the cold.
It contracts.
It contracts.
I got you. That's why you got to warm it up.
We're not talking about the twins. We're talking about the rest of the kids.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Oh, well, okay. I thought they were together.
They are. But then, and when they hear that recess bell, they all take off.
Oh, boy. Go down that slide.
They go down that slide. Or is that a recess? Recess or release? Release bell?
Recess.
Well, yeah, it's actually technically
it's actually
both.
A release bell, huh?
Yeah.
I prefer release bell.
I like recess.
For a recess.
What are you thinking right now through this whole process?
How long we've been together and she's still trying to figure us out.
It's like you're super concerned at the moment.
All I know is you two are highly entertaining.
Thanks. That's okay. Someday you'll get it, dear.
Someday.
I don't want you to go up to the top.
Am I going to the top?
No, he was, because he was like screaming.
Well, you told me.
To get
is that
loud.
A good? Is that right? Good, right there in the middle.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I love being in the middle.
Yeah. Mm. Only you can make getting mic levels dirty.
Yeah.
Here I am trying to get our shit together.
Hey. It's warm. It's cuddly.
Let me get closer
what,
to
the microphone.
The middle.
Oh, the middle. I forgot we were talking about the middle.
I need to throw some cold water on her just for her to wake up here.
Maybe a little bit.
That's okay. Ouch.
She's a happy girl.
What?
You're a happy girl.
Yeah. I didn't sleep very much last night.
Well, that's okay. Don't let it get to you, okay?
Oh, no, it's not that.
She's still young enough for all-nighters.
No.
I'm not. Although I do have a lot of them.
I can't pull off all-nighters.
You can't blow what?
I can't pull off.
Oh, pull off. I thought you said
she can't
blow.
Pull out.
And pull out, pull, blow off.
I don't do that kind of stuff. Pull out what?
You said it, not
you
me.
You said it.
I said pull off all-nighters.
Mm-hmm.
I went to bed at
that's not
midnight.
What I heard.
It's too late.
Midnight?
That's
the night's just starting.
Yeah.
I know.
You should be used to those hours.
And then I woke up at 6.
Well,
it was too early. Too late, too early.
Well, you had your duties to do at the thing today, so.
Yeah.
What's his name?
We're going to keep that a secret.
Okay.
All right. Hit it.
Hit
oh,
it,
yeah.
Are you flaking over there again?
I am.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of, of Rocking on the Porch. And our engineer is flaking over there, but that's okay.
I'm going to have to re-sanitize everything.
I know. I have to bring a feather duster in there and clean that whole area, but that's
Clorox
okay.
Wipes.
No, feather duster will leave it, like, it'll all fly up in the air.
Yeah. We'll vacuum Clorox it, wipes. Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure you get all of it.
All of it up.
This is Papa Tony with our with my two cohorts, Mishi and Giggles over there, who's shedding.
Hey, y'all. We'll try to keep her contained, but no guarantees.
We need to get some shedding shampoo.
Did you say shitting
shampoo? Shedding,
shedding. Oh. I was like, oh.
You don't need shitting shampoo.
I was like, this conversation took a turn.
Well, it took a dump somewhere.
Would shitting shampoo include involve prune juice?
I got to go through that this following week, so please don't be nice to me. So, I got to do all that prep in next few days. Ugh. Pray for me that I come back okay.
You'll
be fine.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, but what if they find my head up my ass or something?
You said it.
Well.
At least I always knew there was a head in there.
Oh.
I don't want to do this no more.
And we call it.
I want to cancel my appointment. No. That's my sacred place.
Oh, my God.
I hate
this is my
it.
So sacred
it is
place.
My sacred place. God.
Are you praying?
I'm scared. What if they do things back there that I don't know what they're doing? They're supposed to be checking for stuff. And
you really should have gone to church today. And they could.
He would have made better choices.
They could be
you would have prayed more.
They could be playing games back there, drawing faces or something. Who knows what they're going to do back there?
What would you do if you woke up and there was googly eyes on your butt cheeks? Or your back or something?
Well, you know what? If I was the doctor, that's probably what I would do. So I wouldn't be mad. I'd be laughing at that.
You know what they should do? They should all sign your ass. Like one cheek. That would be funny. Like,
I mean,
you look in the mirror and you're all, what the fuck? And there's all these signatures for everybody that was involved in the procedure.
Oh, great.
I would draw happy faces and shit.
I was here.
Or dick. Oh, my God.
I don't.
I'm crying.
I want. Well, it would bother me if they drew a dick back there. But if they would trace it, then I'd really be concerned.
Yeah.
That would bother me more.
Oh, yeah.
If they would just draw a small little thing, no big deal.
But all he got to say is, that's sure. It?
But if they actually use somebody's to trace it, then Papa Tony's going to be really upset.
Papa Tony's going to be mad.
Papa Tony's going to pop a cap. Someone's going to get their ass capped. That's all I know.
Oh, man.
Bro, what are you doing? You're all, don't worry about it. He's all digging a grave. Mind your own business.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
All right, y'all. Would you rather have the ability to see ghosts or to communicate with the dead?
I'm trying to think of, see ghosts or communicate with the dead. But if you see them... You know what? I think I'd rather not see ghosts than I'd rather be able to communicate
with them. Yeah, me too. I'd rather talk to them instead of having to see them, because I don't know who they are if they don't talk back to you.
Yeah, exactly. And you just, see them walk by.
Have you ever seen, a shadow figure?
I don't think I have. Mm-mm. We know people in my family who have, but I honestly, I've heard a lot of things, but not actually seen them. So, but I, you know the stories that I've had in this studio.
I am well informed.
Okay, so we won't
and
get
I'm
into
glad
that.
It all left when you did.
I thought I left them behind.
Not here.
Shit.
Oh, they must have followed you.
Fuck. Stupid Casper.
Have you seen the shadow figure?
Yes.
Have you told us a story?
I may. I've seen many.
Which one is it again? The shadow figure?
Well, there's the one that choked me.
Yes, I remember that one. You told that story last year.
And the lady in white, too. I've seen her.
Where was Lady in White again?
It was at a dairy.
That's right.
The other haunted house.
Yeah. Fuck that house, dude.
And it always happens around this time of the year, getting close to Halloween-y.
Well, we attract it.
I know.
Yeah.
You like a good Halloween-y, don't you?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the Smokies or like the footlong hot dogs?
Footlong.
Yeah. There's somebody walking very quietly in our background.
Hi, Mom.
Hello.
She's just us.
She's coming around the corner.
When she comes. She'll be coming around the corner when she comes.
Yeah.
Queres dizer um alô às pessoas?
Não.
Oi, chega aqui, say hi.
E vão depois que é que você?
So...
She's like that. Watch your step. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is my lovely mother. They can't see you. Get over here.
Preciso vir mais para aqui, mulher.
Say hi.
There you go.
Hello, everybody.
If it wasn't for this lady, we wouldn't be here and we wouldn't have nice things.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, dear.
I get a kiss. You don't.
I know, I didn't get a kiss, did I?
Uh-huh.
She's probably like, this one just bothers me.
The problem is, she's got all your dead skin on her lips now. That's the problem.
Oh, Mom, you need a shower. Go brush your teeth.
So we won't tell her.
Wash your face.
Disinfect her lips.
She comes back out with white
lips. Oh, my gosh.
Her makeup's gone just from her nose down. Like, what happened?
Oh, man.
Well, we're talking about ghosts.
Oh, my God.
Okay, well, we're...
So we're all in agreement with communicating then.
Yes.
Because I would be afraid to see them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Papa Tony said, I wouldn't want to see them and not be able to talk to them and not know who they are.
Yeah. Imagine That's how just... terrifying that would be if, like...
Yeah.
Because sometimes they show up, like, from what I've heard. Mm-hmm. I'm not a specialist by any means. But, like, sometimes they show up, like, how they died. So they could be all bloody and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And of course,
that would freak me out.
We have to wait till our time comes. But it always was like, I've heard different stories that, you know, when you die and you go to heaven, whatever, if you make it there. Maybe not. But
That is very questionable.
I'm on the waiting list.
What number?
I have a long time to go, believe me. It'll be generations before ahead of me by the time I get there. But I've heard stories where they say, and I like to know who comes up with this stuff, of course, because nobody has proof until you're there. But they say when you die, you go back to looking younger. I don't know if that's true, but do you look the same up there, or are you just a light or something? Say, how do you, if you're a light, how do you tell your family members they're all lights?
I would love to know that.
See, that's, I would love to see my mom, my dad, and all my relatives and friends. But I don't know. I guess there's only one way to find out. We have to wait for that time. So,
I heard somebody say one time that you return to the age that Jesus was whenever he died.
See, that's what I heard too. So you go back into your 30s, you know.
30, whatever it was.
Yeah, I was good looking back in my 30s.
Well, I hope it's like my mid-30s. I feel like
you don't even look 30 yet.
I know.
Jeez.
That's why.
You're going to, if you were to die today, you would look like you're 3 years old.
Here's the thing, too.
In a pink dress with ruffles.
Oh, God, remember? I hated that with the ruffles. So.
Okay, but the little kids.
Yes. Yeah. Well, they have to be their age.
They just stay little kids, or do they go up in age?
No, they turn into a sperm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is that you, Timmy?
Yeah.
Swimming.
How'd you know?
I didn't know you had swimming skills.
I'm busy now. I swam too hard.
Or it's like, I spent all my life not knowing how to swim. Now look at me.
Oh, it's all backstroke.
I couldn't swim in water and I'm swimming up tubes. What the hell is this shit?
Yeah, you don't fuck around.
Well, somebody did. Somebody had to for me to come out. So. Ah, shit.
Touché, sir.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I'm switching one of my cards because it fits in with what was just said.
My makeup's going to be shot after this. I keep crying over here. It's tears of joy, everybody. Tears of joy.
Oh, man.
It's my hormones.
Yeah, your hormones make me sweaty.
You're hot. Oh. And that one over there is peeling because of my hormones.
Her skin's falling off. Gosh, this is like a horror movie.
Man, I can't help it.
Imagine it's time for Halloween.
Imagine the people that are just listening, not watching us. It's like, what the hell
is going on?
And we have a streaker walking 2 miles an hour over there.
Yeah.
I like that she's tiptoeing.
That was good.
All right, guys. I found this ghost story, and I found it kind of fascinating.
Ooh,
yeah. It's time to get spooky.
Sorry.
But you remind me of Beetlejuice, like when they have the sheets on and they're trying to be scary. They're like, woo!
That's what we should have done. Put sheets over our heads today for the... When's our Halloween special coming up?
Not the next in two episodes.
Okay, well, we'll have to bring some sheets and record the whole show with sheets over our heads.
Oh, my God, we're blind. How am I going to read my shit?
Oh, what kind of holes are for you to see? I have to be the full sheet. You know.
Oh, sheet. Oh, well, that's sheet.
Got to be a full sheet for me, but you're full of sheet.
I'll use the California King one again.
Yeah, trip over everything. Go ahead.
God, that was a mess, dude. That sheet with long hair and a hat and glasses.
And you can't even see where you were going. That was good. Okay.
All right. So this is Joanne Dumont. She lived in a small apartment. She was a waitress at a local diner and worked long, exhausting hours. Joanne began to find it difficult to sleep through the night due to the late night shifts and the feeling of fatigue. Because Joanne was up most of the night. Oh, shit. I fucked it up.
It sounds like Papa Tony's peeing.
Yeah, he likes to do that when I'm telling stories.
Yeah.
Well, it's my downtime. Damn it. I mean, when I got nothing to say or do, I got to do something.
I almost thought you got distracted by the peeing sound.
I did. Because then it makes me have to go. You know what I mean? It's like the waterfall.
Waterfall effect.
Okay, so because Joanne was up most of the early hours when everyone else is fast asleep, she began to hear strange noises coming from her hallway. At first, it was subtle. Then it was creaks. Subtle creak. Oh, good grief. I cannot fucking read
subtle
today.
Subtle creaks and?
At first, it was a subtle.
Subtle.
All right. There was creaks in the floorboard.
There was crickets in the wood.
And soft thuds. She brushed it off as the apartment settling. But as the days went by, the noise grew louder and louder. So loud that it would wake up poor Joanne from the dead of sleep, causing her to become paralyzed with fear. Her heart was racing so fast, it felt like it was going to burst out of her chest at any moment. As we all know, fear intensifies everything. So as Joanne laid in bed, unable to move, she listened intently as the footsteps grew closer and closer and closer to her bedroom. I wish I could say that that was the worst part, but it got much worse. Out of the corner of her eye, Joanne would see a shadowy figure move silently through the apartment. But then, every time Joanne turned her head, it's always like that. You see something in the corner of your eye, you fucking look, and it's gone.
That's
the worst thing. Oh, I hate that. The shadow would disappear, and Joanne would begin to feel watched at all hours of the day, causing her to feel on edge. As Joanne's fear grew, so did the strange occurrences. Poor Joanne began dreading to go home after work. She couldn't shake the feeling that that ghostly presence was just waiting for her. As the dark circles under Joanne's eyes became more prominent, Joanne became more cagier than normal. She was jumpy all the time, and she felt terrified every moment of the day. Things became so bad that Joanne was having trouble keeping her composure at work. She wasn't sure she should share her experiences, as she was afraid of what her friends and coworkers would think of her. She knew she wasn't crazy, but would they believe her? At her wit's end, Joanne finally confided in a couple of her coworkers. What do you guys think her coworkers said to her?
She's crazy.
Yeah. Some people are like, they don't believe.
Oh, they don't believe until they actually are in a house and they hear stuff. That's, don't, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I never deny it because it's real.
It's the whole, you can't believe it until you see it
yeah,
kind of thing.
But that, it's a true thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. One coworker tried to comfort Joanne by trying to convince her that there had to be some rational explanation. For example, it was most likely her imagination playing tricks on her. I mean, Joanne is exhausted and hasn't slept in God knows how long. But her other coworkers were like, "Nah, bitch, your shit is haunted. You need to get the fuck out of there. You need to call Long Island Medium and have her clear your shit. Tell that spirit to walk into the light, spirit. You are no longer wanted here." Or as Papa Tony would say, "Be gone!
Be gone."
With his crucifix and runs away like a little girl. Yeah, I would have too, though. You were very brave.
I know. I don't think my feet touched the steps on the way down. I just flew down those stairs. I was like, I tried to be so brave. I said, what the fuck would I just do? It was so stupid. And then I closed the door like they can't go through the door.
I like that you provoked him and then ran away.
You know what they did? They were up there laughing at me. I said, this fool came up here with a crucifix, and now he's scaring us. And they're just rolling on the ground laughing at me. But
how big was your crucifix?
It's just a regular size crucifix. I mean, I couldn't carry a big one because I had to hang onto the rail.
It wasn't like this big.
I mean, I'm not Jesus Christ carrying his cross on his shoulders. Shit.
You didn't slide down on it?
No.
You needed a bigger one.
Oh, well.
Did you see the lights flicker a little bit?
I'm getting, it's warm.
It's me.
Well.
Are you getting scared?
You don't have to fart on
Dang,
air.
Giggles.
Yeah, giggles.
Grief.
I've been holding that one in for a while.
you didn't have to let it out now. Shit, could have waited until after the show.
Who knew my story was so scary? Woo.
We're going to have to put you farther away Thank from you. Us if you keep it up.
She's all in like the other kitchen. Ooh, that feels good.
That feels good. Thank you. I know my coffee's going to get cold, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
Thank God.
All right. So Joanne finally reached her breaking point. She was so desperate for answers that she bought small cameras and placed them throughout the apartment, hoping to catch proof of her tormentor. Joanne barely slept that night, terrified and constantly thinking of what she might catch on those cameras. The next morning, Joanne nervously reviewed the footage. As she watched, her eyes grew wider and wider. The cameras did catch something.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think that the cameras caught?
A shadow person.
I was going to say probably now it's maybe her pet or something doing something in the house. No.
It's
a ghost story. Well, I don't know. I mean, she might think it's a ghost and it could be something else. I don't know. Tell me.
All right. They caught a figure moving throughout the apartment in the dead of night.
Yeesh.
But it's not what you think. You're probably thinking, what is it?
Her neighbor.
It's been tormenting poor Joanne. Could you imagine the creepy-ass neighbor?
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. Well, it was a young woman sleepwalking through the apartment.
Oh, snap!
With a blank stare on her face. Where did this young girl come from? Joanne is unsure.
Room 666, probably.
She wasn't sure. She should be relieved or more frightened, confused and puzzled as to what she was watching. Just then, it was like a fog had been lifted from her brain. And the more she stared at this young girl, the more familiar her face became.
It was her walking, dead walking sleep, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh.
She was the one that was walking through that.
No.
You know what? If it was, that would have been fucking hilarious.
So funny.
I don't know. Now it makes me think it was her and she thought it was somebody else. I'm sorry.
No, I love it because that would have been a great twist. We should write a movie.
Okay.
Then it clicked. Joanne knew this girl. This girl? This girl was Sarah, Joanne's roommate that she totally forgot she had.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, it's almost as bad, I guess. She's living with her. And
she forgot about her.
How can you sleep and not see her physically? This what's the name of this girl? The lady? The one?
Joanne.
Yeah.
The one that's been tormented for weeks.
Yeah, but she got eye problems or something.
Well, in her defense, Sarah moved in just before Joanne's work schedule became extremely hectic. Sarah's class schedule and Joanne's work schedule meant that these two were rarely to cross each other's paths.
Except at nighttime.
And in Joanne's exhausted state, she completely forgot all about Sarah. Okay.
That's poor thing.
If I started hearing weird shit in the middle of the night, I think the first thing that would pop up would be the new roommate.
Well, if you had one, if you didn't. I thought she was by herself. Now that, yeah, that makes sense.
Hello. You know what I mean? I think that would have been the first thing. I would have been like, oh, this bitch is noisy. Like,
well, there was years ago, not to get off the subject here, but there was a comedian when he would go do his shows. He had to tie his foot to the rail of the bed because he would get up and sleepwalk, and he was afraid that he was going to fall out of the window of a 10-story hotel or whatever. So he had to do that every night because he had that issue. He would get up in the middle of the night and walk, and so this poor girl needs to do the same thing.
Sounds like
shit. How do they, I never understood how they can walk and not hurt themselves and go back to bed like nothing happened.
I used to do stairs and everything.
Like, yes.
I used to sleepwalk.
You used to?
Oh, right.
Tell us.
I don't know how. I would just make it. And then there was one time that there were like bombs.
And you're not supposed to wake you up too, isn't it? Isn't that what they say? Don't wake them up.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. So you're saying that you're still dreaming as you're walking?
Yeah, I was. So I was dreaming that there were like missiles going through the hallway. And then I had to like, because we were playing a lot of Super Mario at the time.
Atta girl.
And then I like had to dodge it and then go. And then I remember I went to my mom. And I told her some nonsense. And then she just, like, walked with me back to bed.
So your parents...
She didn't wake me up. She just, like...
See, that's what I hear. You're not supposed to wake up a person who's sleepwalking because something...
Yeah. And I've stopped. But my dad, as the older he's gotten, the more he's been having. He doesn't sleepwalk, but he'll, like, talk. Or he'll dream that he's... Like, there's a burglar coming in, and he'll go to attack him, and he's accidentally punched my mom before, and things like that.
Well, I gotta try that.
Oh, yeah. You just be like, I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing.
I was sleeping.
Sorry, I was sleeping.
That's like those, like, videos. I don't know if you've ever seen them. It's always, like a TV show or something fake, but it's like the guy will be, like, laying there sleeping, and the girl will just stare at him, just fucking smack, or she'll punch him, and then, like, pretend she's sleeping, and he's all screaming.
So we're going to have to tie you to the chair so you won't.
Eventually.
I know you fall asleep during the show sometimes. I don't want you to get up and hurt yourself.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you imagine?
I'm just saying.
She starts walking around, starts destroying
the
fucking studio.
Dragging everything that is dragging the studio around with you.
How do you know? Sorry.
See, she's already halfway there.
Maybe she's sleepwalking already.
How do you know I'm not already like dreaming, sleep talking?
You
never know.
You've done that quite a few times on our show, that's for sure. I got proof. I got it on my phone, too. I got proof.
Yeah, that is true. He does.
Yeah, he does.
That shit was funny. What's the last picture you have in your phone? It's all you sleeping?
Oh, the recording, too, whenever you guys were like, oh, she fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. That was genius. Yeah,
that's hilarious. Okay.
So all that was left to do was to confront Sarah about her sleepwalking. Sarah was mortified to learn that she was sleepwalking and had scared poor Joanne half to death in the process. Together, the women sought out medical advice and finally were able to get to the root of what was causing Sarah to sleepwalk. Sarah learned her sleepwalking episodes were caused by the stress of her studies. Dang, college is dangerous, dude.
That's crazy.
So both women took steps to ensure...
Literally.
I didn't even realize I made it funny.
Yeah. I don't know how to say that word, neither.
Yeah. They wanted to ensure Sarah's safety during her sleepwalking episodes. The solution both women came up with was Joanne would tie Sarah down to her bed.
There you go. What did
to
I just
from being able to climb out of bed in the middle of the night. No, I'm just kidding. It was not that. Could you imagine?
Handcuffs and, inky. I like it.
Oh. Joanne's like, fucking bitch. She gets to tie down. She's like,
I know. use the straps.
The fuzzy handcuffs.
How do you know they're fuzzy?
What?
How do you know they're fuzzy?
Well, you don't want to scratch her wrist.
You've seen videos?
Movies.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Movies.
What kind of movies you watching?
Maybe I broke into your room.
No, I don't.
He already got rid of all that stuff.
I just use duct tape. I don't use handcuffs.
Whoa.
Anyways, they actually installed locks on Sarah's bedroom door that could be easily open when awake, but not so much when you're sleeping, thus keeping Sarah confined to her room and not able to roam the apartment freely at night.
She's just going around circles.
Could you imagine? She's like a, what is it, the Rubas?
Robot. What's that vacuum? Ruba?
Ruba. Yeah,
I said robot, but whatever.
It is, technically.
Yeah.
In the end, both women are able to laugh at the absurdity of the whole situation, and finally, Joanne has a peace of mind and comfort. She will finally be able to sleep through the night. So the moral of the story is, live alone, and you don't have to worry about crazy shit like this happening.
Well, it could still happen, but at least they resolved that issue, thank God. Poor thing.
Well, if you were by yourself and you were sleepwalking and moving things around, then you'd really think there was a ghost or something.
Yeah. That would be funny, though, like to find out it's yourself. I would be like, what the fuck is happening?
I remember one time when I was still single, I was asleep, and I felt somebody sitting on the side of my bed, and it actually woke me up. I thought it was my mom. Yeah. There's nobody there.
You could see the bed.
You could feel the bed, the cushion going down. Exactly. Well, the mattress, not the cushion.
And you have no idea. Like,
no. And
you can't see anything.
No, because it pushed it down so far that it woke me up. And I thought, wow, my mom came in the room, whatever. And I looked up, and there was nobody there. I said, okay. But that was a, you know, no.
And then you're like, I'm going to roll over. And then I'm like, oh, my God, now I feel more vulnerable. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. Babble.
I love Halloween season.
I could pass.
You have to have light and dark.
Yeah, whatever.
Get ready to be tickled by the man who keeps me laughing. Ooh. Papa Tony.
You might, this first one, you might stay away a little bit just in case lightning strikes.
Oh, I was like, why? Are you going to spray something?
No. It's
spray?
Not.
Spray? Oh.
I like where our minds go with him. It's always like the worst.
This one's for you, girls.
Oh, thanks.
If Mary gave birth to Jesus, and Jesus was the Lamb of God, so does that mean Mary had a little lamb?
Oh, that's a good one.
That's cute.
I'm just saying.
I'm impressed that wasn't dirty in any way.
I know. I was like, gosh.
I know. We'll
stay, I've been doing good lately.
Yeah, we'll stay in the same thing here. You know when God created the fart, he had a smell to it so the deaf people can enjoy them too.
You can't leave anybody out.
Oh, you can't leave
anybody out. No. No man left behind.
If a cat falls into water and the rooster laughs, what's the moral of the story? Just remember, a wet pussy always makes a cock happy.
Is that why you're always pushing women in the pool?
I'm
I thought I was like leaning away from him.
Okay, and the last one for now, dear. I started a dating site for chickens. It's not my day job. I just do it to make hens meet.
So stupid.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so funny.
Sorry. Back to you, Miss Giggles.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I can't with you. I love it.
You can't?
I can't.
I can't with you.
Can't.
I couldn't with you.
Well, you should.
You should. That was a great argument.
They're all like, you should. Yeah.
I'm here to help.
What you got for us, Giggles?
Oh, it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
What the hell did I just say? It's back to you, Giggles. Jesus.
Usually I'd press the button and then.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, I got stuff for you. Ready?
Ready.
So. You remember last week's little segment? This one is things you can say at a concert and in the bedroom.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
So, go for it. What are things that you can say in the bedroom and at a concert?
That's a long line.
I don't go to a lot of concerts, but man.
Is that weenie 6 inches?
I'm just going to stay out of this
one. No, I need help. I need help. Nah. I just went to Lady Will. That's what I'm like.
It's so far away, I can't see.
Check out those cans.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a big crowd back here, huh? In the back.
Whoa, yeah.
Big crowd.
They sure did finish.
Too soon.
So, ma joke.
I want my money back.
That's a good one.
Okay, you ready?
Like, stop snorting.
Okay, so a couple of other ones. Let me squeeze in here.
Oh.
I like that.
I'll wait in line until I can get in. That's the best $40 I've spent in a long time.
Are you going to frisk me?
That's a good one, too. It was definitely easier to get in than I thought.
I like that one. You know, now when I go to a concert, I'm gonna be like,
Oh my gosh. Oh man.
That was good. I love that.
I love that.
Yeah, that one was funny.
Very good.
Okay, next segment. So, you know, last week we talked about the animals that have the spoons.
Yes.
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 That's very, everybody's talking about it. Baskin Robbins is talking about it.
What?
Never.
So what?
What?
Why are they talking about us?
I just came up with a new flavor. Shut up. Keep going.
If you guys would like to sponsor us, we'll display your little skin.
Okay. So, did you know? Okay, so did you know that there are, you know, there's those animals that can scoop out the sperm,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Well, there are animals that can hold the sperm in their uterus. So
wait.
Of course, that's what it's for.
Their uterus will hold.
Or like their fallopian tubes or whatever, they'll hide it. Or hold it until like an egg comes out, and then it'll go fertilize. So you could technically, a mouse can hold the sperm inside of them for hours, and then if they ovulate a few hours later, then there's a chance that they'll get.
So they don't technically they don't have to be in heat then.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So dogs, horses can hold sperm for days. So like if you if they end up ovulating, then they can end up getting their egg fertilized. Turtles can hold it for a year.
Damn.
And a leaf cutter ant.
A leaf blower?
Leaf cutter.
Oh.
Leaf cutter ants. And a leaf cutter ant can hold it for a decade.
What the fuck? Could you imagine? Right? 10 years later,
and then the
they're like,
born.
You are the father.
Who's my daddy? I don't know. He died 10 years ago. I don't know what the fuck he looks like. What the hell is this shit?
Okay, so look at this. That's wild, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that the human female cervix can store sperm for up to 5 days, release it over time? The uterus has some chambers that are for storing sperm for later. So a woman, too, can also store, and it's a video. I don't know if you guys want to see the video. It stores the sperm in the uterus, and then whatever. You like my hand move.
She's literally going like this.
And then whenever an egg is released, there's a chance that the sperm will come in and fertilize it.
I didn't know you guys had Tupperware down there.
We're like legit a sperm bank, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
ATMs on you, feet.
Hold on. Let me
so wait, it lasts 5 days in us?
5 days.
Ew.
I thought it was...
It can. It's kind of grossed me
it
out.
It can.
It can, it can. But
it can. Oh, that's where did I see the video? Oh, it's right here. Hold on. Okay.
That's crazy. He has a sperm on top of his head. It's all...
That's a picture of me in my youth.
With a sperm on top of your head?
No.
He was a sperm.
Yeah. Okay, so you look how it's storing it.
Did you notice she did have some similar hand gestures to the gentleman?
I know, yeah.
Is that where you
That's
got
where
him?
I got my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your hands are
this
good
is
swimmer.
Her swimmer.
Yeah.
Yours is like, it doesn't move very much. Papa Tony's is like...
Well, it's like it has a little tail.
You know, at my old job, you know, when we would check the sperm to see if it was good or bad, and under the microscope, you know, we could see the bad ones with the broken tails, and the, you know, that was no good.
No
and
way.
It's yeah, because not everything's perfect. So it's pretty neat when you start getting into that stuff. So.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Was wow. there like a shit ton of them?
And then, for example, when they were sex the semen.
I thought you were going to say sexting you.
Well, no. But you know, they.
I'm too old for that. Just kidding.
They have that laser that, as the semen is going through there, it determines which ones were the male and the females, and the laser would cut off the males. Tail, and it's the technology is so incredible where how fast that thing could just determine which one's a female sperm, which one's a male sperm, and chop off the tails.
And this is all in a lab.
Yeah, well, in the lab where they sex the semen, but that's pretty neat how technology, how fast that machine is to determine to do that, and that's why you have all this sex semen out there. It's not 100% proof, but it's like 99%. You know, point something up there. So you'll still get a male that sneaks through once in a while, but very rare, very rare. But that's pretty neat, though. Very good, Giggles.
So next time you go on a date, Giggles, you should get a sample of the sex semen. So you'd be like, no, we have some testing we need.
No, I want to get her start wearing a uniform like the, because you do a lot of the animal things. I want you to be our Steve Irwin of our
show. Yes.
Just wear khaki.
You can wear khaki shorts and a khaki shirt.
I loved watching Steve Irwin.
Oh, yeah. So you're our new Steve Irwin.
There's your Halloween costume.
Yeah.
Okay. I spent my whole childhood watching Animal Channel.
I love to watch
the
show. Yeah. Yes. Well, we could
tell. That's why that's your favorite
song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised it's not the Garden, you know, channel because of you and your pickle, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You probably watched both.
Well, I'll probably watch both. What is it? It is a garden. What's the other channel? Garden and...
Home and Garden?
Home and Garden. Yes, I knew there was a name to something else to the garden. Yeah. Very good.
I like that magazine.
Home and Garden.
Well, you must have.
Oh, magazine.
Yeah.
I've heard of it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Either way.
I got one hair.
That's bothering you?
Okay, got it.
Your hair looks so soft today.
Thank you.
Can I touch it?
Yeah. Fucker. I was like, what are you doing? And then you want me to smell your finger, and I'm like, I'm not falling for that.
Oh,
again.
My gosh.
No.
Again?
No. Just want to see your mustache if it was soft. That's all.
It is.
Okay.
I oil it up every night.
I have a little bit of a mustache.
I went to like...
A little?
What a dick.
Wow. That is harsh.
No, I'm just saying. I'm in trouble, huh?
Yeah.
So sorry. Forgive me. You could beat me after the show.
I don't care.
You could beat me after the show. You can beat me after the show.
I think he really wants
to. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Damn it.
That's more for you than her.
The kind of beating I'm thinking is different than the kind of beating you're thinking.
It could be the same.
I don't think we're aligning
here.
No, it's the same beating, but he's just going to enjoy it a lot more than you are. You're just going to get awkward at one point. You're just going to be like, wait a minute. He's not supposed to be.
He's not supposed to be smart.
Harder.
Oh,
leave you with this. You ever look at somebody and think, damn, God wasted a good asshole when he put teeth in your mouth?
Oh my gosh. I want to use that line on something.
Right?
That's a good one.
That is so true.
I just want to see their face like when you say it to them. Because they're going to be like, what? And then I'll be like, asshole said what? What?
That is so true. Very good. I like that one a lot. Another snort. I don't have no coffee.
Well, you better fill her up. The coffee. Your cup. Okay. Not me. Or her. Got real nervous.
My eyes got real wide.
I like that you're so far away and you got nervous. Like he's going to be able to reach you.
That's true, huh?
Yeah, I'm the safest person you could be around, I believe.
That is true.
I know, you are.
I'm a big teddy bear. I don't listen to anything that comes out of my mouth. Just
anybody can take anything that comes out of our mouths 100% serious. Yeah, that's all true. The time.
Gosh, we're all here for a good time.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have an upside down pineapple yet, but we will someday. No.
That's all you guys. I'm good.
Oh, that's right. You're allergic to pineapples. Never mind. You're out of that part. Okay.
Oh, remember the loofahs?
What about the
loofahs? Oh, yeah. The new thing is loofahs.
No. Not the pineapple?
I explained it one episode. It's
I forget. I'm old.
I know. Sorry. The different colors of loofahs symbolize, like, if you like, to be watched or like to do it in groups.
You know, that's the thing. That's the thing I come across TikTok on some of the things. It's how they have names for the certain people that are involved in these group activities. And some are called bulls, some are called dragons, some are it's interesting how they have names for people that do this kind of stuff. It's, I don't know, that's not my cup of tea. I mean, I could joke all I want, but yeah. I don't want to see another guy close to me. No, thank you.
So or with my partner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
I can't, I would not get any satisfaction watching my partner
I'm sorry.
With somebody else.
No. That's the end of the line there.
So it's really weird now they have, I've seen this video a couple of times. In Spain, there's this grocery store, and I don't know if it's like all the grocery stores or certain ones, but if people will go there for dating now, and they will get their shopping cart, and they'll push it around, and they'll put a pineapple in their cart. And I believe if it's like standing upright, just straight, you want a serious relationship. And if you flip it upside down, you just want to fling. So people will like go around, and they'll, or like if you add things to it, something like that.
Like a banana. Yeah, and
like, or like wine or something like that. A banana.
Well, you ain't going to do that at Dollar General, that's for sure.
Oh, hell no.
My tooth here. No, keep going, Granny.
Doesn't that make you want to go to Spain to check out that store?
I find that fat. Like, I love that because it's getting people to connect again because everything's a fucking app, dude.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. Why a pineapple? Pineapples already have some sort of history behind them, you know? They're known for swingers.
I don't know what the deal is. I mean, look at SpongeBob. He lived in a pineapple, you know. But
and he was under the sea.
Yeah, he's always wet.
I'm going to have to clean that microphone. She just squirted all over it.
Squirted all over the microphone.
Fuck. Good thing that's yours, and I keep them separated. You got her crying.
I got her
you
crying.
Keep making us cry today.
Sorry. I washed.
You smell like onions.
Onions.
It must be the salsa.
I knew I brought a bag of fish in, but still.
Oh, yeah. He literally did, ladies and gentlemen. He walked in. He's all, where do you want me to put this? I was like, oh. Those are my favorite.
Well.
First, I thought he was doing some other kind of extracurricular activity before I saw the bag of fish.
No. Homie, don't play that game.
You should have pulled one out when you walked right past
soft.
Her. You should have been all
slapped her in the face.
Oh, man. Oh, it's my turn, right?
Yes.
Okay. Let's wrap it up, y'all. If y'all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rocking on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Dang, dude, she like rushed through that.
I know, she's getting good at this.
And then she got like some heavy breathing in there. She's like,
well, I mean, you know.
It's like it wasn't drawn and then out she like that, right? Hold on, let me fart again.
You know, kind of does. And we're the still, show just went to shit.
We're still taking applications for new engineer. Thanks, guys. Catch you on the other side, I hope.
Thanks for all your love and support. Love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.